fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour. This is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable on Tuesday, the 21st of December. The prepper tip of the day is to plan your spring garden. Yes, this is, in fact, the winter solstice, the first day of winter. The prepper tip of the day is to plan your spring garden. This is the time to be doing it. All right, Tuesday Morning Roundtable at the moment has Leon Green with us, former U.S. Navy officer. We have Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. His books are sale at amazon.com. We're hoping and anticipating that Steve Bannon will join us at some point. He hasn't yet, but if he does, we'll certainly bring him aboard. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Well, good to have you with us, sir. I just came to realize that I was watching one of your more recent presentations that you've been at this looking into the international commerce conspiracy for right at 36 years, haven't you, sir?
Yeah, something like that, yes.
It's a long time.
Yeah, it is.
Real long time. That's longer than most people on this planet have been alive. Most people on this planet are under age 30. So your quest began as a way to... If I can help us all out here, you had a goal in life to become a school teacher, and your goal was basically smashed into the ground because you refused to become a communist. Is that a somewhat good summary?
Yeah, I was introduced to communism when I was getting a teaching credential. And then when I went on to graduate school, they wanted to recruit me, and I wouldn't be recruited. I was then pursuing a PhD, and it really at one point I just had to say no. You want a commitment from me? No, I don't believe in Marxism. I can't give you a commitment. And basically, my career was pretty much done from that point on. They were not very happy with me.
That had to be devastating personally to have that wake-up call, that realization. You thought you were in the companionship of loyal patriotic Americans, as we all would, and then you found out that you weren't. How absolutely disappointing.
Well, the thing is that the system, they were in control of it. They were a minority. I didn't know who all of them were. You know, I knew they were being secretive, but I didn't know they could control your career or how things turned out for you, but they can. And that was, you know, that was pretty kind of shocking.
I'm sure it was. I'm sure it was. Yeah. Well, gentlemen, we got our first call already. We got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi. Well, I had two questions. I don't know if Leon left, but I wanted to ask him if they made a cookbook.
He's still here.
Oh, okay. We need a cookbook if we're going to use the oils, and I figured out how. Maybe if they bought enough, you could offer them a rack for sale too. But anyway, if you say you put like a toothpick full of oil in a recipe, where do you get the toothpicks? I bought some from Canada, from China, and I won't use them for food. They don't even close up their stuff.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I understand. So what you can do is, like, oregano is one of the strongest ones and the most potent ones. So, you know, if you don't want to use toothpicks, you can also just dilute it in water. So, you know, each the micro nozzle, you tilt it over and you'll get one drop out of it.
I'm
sorry, go ahead. You're breaking up. I didn't hear you. What did you say? What do you do? What?
The ones I've already tried to keep around the house from different places, they're smelly. I left the room. You have a better model.
Yeah, and matter of fact, you asked me about the cookbook. Yeah, there are cookbooks and there's blogs, and there's plenty of things online that you can. The doTERRA channel and the blog has, you know, there's tons. There must be 500 recipes. And so if you go to Aroma Tools, you can actually buy books specifically on cooking with essential oil, so that it's really simple, Pat. And you ought to be. You can even use a very thin point, like a almost like a needle, and you could do it that way. And especially if you have those injectors.
I got some
injectors.
From China. Clean out your cell phone plug. Yeah. Okay. Something else. But anyway, I forgot already because I didn't have it written down. Well, anyway, thank you. And then I wanted to ask Jeff something, too. Jeff, do you think that we could sort of entice any more people to leave the Democrat Party and or change their party if we got another House Committee on Un-American Activities?
I don't know.
They didn't like that thing.
How would that entice them, do you think? What's your thinking?
Well, McCarthy was right. I mean, you had all those communists up there, and they didn't like being exposed. And people out here are thinking that you're, you know, they're knowing that you're right, and they're and there's enough of us old ones left around to be able to tell them anyway. You don't want to be a communist, and so you know, if we could start promoting the House Committee on Un-American Activities, if we decided that, I know y'all don't want to hear anything Trump said, we're not going to be a socialist nation. But anyway, the fact is, we are not socialist. I'm sorry, but I think Medicare is, and Social Security was an insurance policy we paid in all our life. I don't call that a handout or whatever.
What might be good, Pat, is we should form a grand jury should be formed in the country to investigate the attack on the United States with COVID-19 and anybody in this country involved in facilitating that attack. and accelerating it, or even making it into a binary attack with a medical reaction to it. So, Congress has the power to investigate, but they can't prosecute. Maybe what we really need, instead of a House on American Activities Committee or a Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, maybe what we need is a grand jury to investigate and then prosecute.
Okay, well, every time we find a solution, they find their solution. And me, I like to go along with the Constitution. We fought too long to lose it, and now they want to get rid of that. Everybody's going along and saying, kick it to the street and all that kind of stuff.
Well,
I don't know what's going on.
Getting rid of the Constitution is a crime. It's called treason.
Well, that's why they don't want it.
That's a crime, too. We can hang people for that.
No, Hillary knows it. That time she walked off the stage and whenever her mic wasn't working to tell her what to say, she said, threw up her arms and said, "Don't you know if they find out what we're doing, we'll hang." Y'all remember that? And the
Is
debate.
Did he really say that?
Yeah.
Well, then let's hang him high.
Yeah.
Let's get a great jury and start investigating up evidence, and then let's just see this. You see that grand jury issue arrest, and let's just round them up. Let's just have a big treason trial.
Yeah, I'm all for it because we've already tried everything their way, and it's not working, right? And people are seeing, you know.
Let's see if we can do it. Let's do it.
You're breaking up.
Okay, Pat.
Okay,
anything
I'll let
else?
You go.
Okay.
No,
Pat,
that'll do. Thank you very much. Bye.
Oh, thanks for the call. Care. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, Jeff, I like your idea. I was just thinking while you were talking about where a federal grand jury being convened would have some chance of success. Texas and Florida come to mind as two venues that would have a good possibility of success. My home state of Missouri, I think, is another possibility. I'm sure there's others where a federal grand jury could be convened, conduct their investigation, and issue indictments. Let's see, Jeff and Leon, our next caller is from Canada, James in Vancouver. Good morning, James.
Yes, good morning. I was listening just a while ago, and you mentioned scientist Robert Malone was one, and then Michael Yaden, of course. And another one that comes to mind is Kerry Mullis. And these scientists, as well as scientists down through history, always find themselves in a quandary because they get used by the various government and power structures and corporations, and used to the point that they're no longer in control of the things they invented. This has been going on in history for years. Sometimes the scientist is not able to control, that is, he's not able to protect his his invention. We go back to Charles Goodyear, who was unable to protect his patents for rubber and things like that, vulcanization. And so these are the difficulties. Being a scientist and working at the forefront of knowledge, you see. I just wanted to...
Okay, well, thank you for making that point, Fred. We appreciate it. Anything else?
Well, no, not yet. I'm waiting for the guy in the White House to make his speech today to see what happens.
Right. Well, they'll be coming out in a few hours. James, thank you for your call. We appreciate it.
Right.
And our next caller is Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred.
Hi, gentlemen. I earlier you were referring to Trump. On the latest Steve Quayle, about fifth story down, he talks about the Dallas Trump rally with O'Reilly going bad because he announced that he took the booster shot.
Right.
And then a bunch of people jumped in on it pretty big. And, you know, I supported Trump. I mean, I understand the basics of all this. But you got to go back to something that I think I've talked to Jeff Nyquist about, which was this outfit called the Pilgrim Society, and then their influence on who's in office. It's like you're vetted by them before you are put anywhere in the Congress or anything. And I'm just curious that, you know, maybe Trump is, you know, been handled by these people and is doing what he's told. Maybe they're looking at getting rid of him or his family if he doesn't do what he's told. It's just hard to say. But that earlier question, I think, really needed for me to say that. And I'll leave it to you guys to explain. Thank you very much.
I got a follow-up, and Jeff and Leon, any follow-ups, welcome. That brings up an interesting thought. I believe the number is 195 presidents, prime ministers, kings in charge of 195 countries. Five of those prime ministers resisted the COVID-19 clot shot vaccination in their countries. All five are dead. There are powers above these presidents, prime ministers, and kings. Of course there are. Powers that can assassinate your entire family. Of course there are. That's what happened to the prime minister of Haiti, or president. I don't remember what his title was. The assassination team came into the presidential home and killed and murdered this man. So I have to conclude and put on the table the possibility that a entity powerful enough to harm the president and or his family has told him the facts of life and what he will say publicly. I cannot discount that or eliminate it from the possibilities. Jeff, any follow-up, sir?
Well, the international communist conspiracy is the only thing powerful enough to do that kind of thing.
Well, the evidence, and it is not as much as I would like, is that the kill team that took out the president of Haiti was, in fact, People's Liberation Army commandos.
Well, there it is.
Yep, absolutely. Leon, any follow-up before we move on?
The only thing I would say pertaining to the to that is I believe even within 6 weeks of JFK's assassination, he said anybody can be taken out in the world. And this is when he was assaulting the Fed, and he wanted to dash the CIA to bits, and Alan Dulles was his archenemy after the Bay of Pigs debacle. So if the president himself says, look, I am, you know, nobody's immune. Then, you know, he has the inside track, and so, yeah, it's, you know, for trillions of dollars, nobody's inaccessible. Period. The money they're going to be losing from the IRS. I mean, it's 1.9 trillion a year, and so when you capitalize that over 100 years, you know, nobody's indispensable or is without harm. So, you know, when I look at that and people say, oh, no, that can't happen, it's like, well, just look at JFK. That was a blatant statement to any federal leader or national or international leader. If you want to go against us, this is what happens. We will disrespect you and dish you right on TV in front of everybody.
Well,
next,
if that doesn't work, then you get a bullet to the brain.
Correct.
Yes, absolutely. Well, going back to an earlier presidential election, we had a presidential candidate quit because his family was threatened. And there are powers, and Jeff is right. The group, and I say the group, they're powerful enough to do that any place on the planet, is the International Communist Conspiracy, People's Liberation Army, and their commandos. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. while we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up?
Update for December 2021. The Commander memberships that we have been offering have all been upgraded by Dr. Piazza to Founder memberships, a $60,000 value for a $500 donation to RBN. To get this deal, you will need to request and pay for two memberships. So find a friend or loved one that's interested and take advantage of this amazing opportunity. RBN will remind you on the air till December 30th at midnight.
See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm off. You got to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Tuesday, the 21st of December. The shortest day of the year. The days start getting longer tomorrow. How about that? EMP Shield. Sale goes on until the end of the business day, Friday the 24th. If you want to participate in that sale, this is your chance. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have Leon Green with us, former U.S. Navy officer. We have Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. He writes one or two articles a week. And Jeff, let people know how they can subscribe to those articles, if you would, please, sir.
Yeah, there's just a subscription, voluntary subscription button below every article and video I post.
That's it. Very simple. And we encourage people to do that. This is Jeff's full-time job. You're not really doing anything else of any consequence to earn income except your writing and outreach and speaking, are you, sir? Your books, right?
Yeah, this is all I do.
Well, and you're very, very good at it. I first ran across Jeff's articles on WorldNet Daily. This has been, I was about 2005 or so, 2006, along there. And after reading a few of his articles, I thought, this guy's brilliant. he really understands the true nature of the international communist conspiracy, which is a very rare thing to have that level of knowledge. Very few men or women have ever sat across the interview table from high-level KGB defectors, but you have, and you've gained a lot of knowledge in that manner, haven't you, Jeff?
Yeah, well, it helps to read and to talk to real people, and they can kind of correct certain things and give you details. But yeah, you need to talk to people.
You do. And when you're a trained person who knows how to conduct an interview, you know, what I found in, for myself, I've conducted hundreds of, and many hundreds, maybe more than 1,000 interviews the past half century. People aren't necessarily withholding information, but it won't occur to them to talk about it unless you ask the question. Right, Jeff?
Well, that can be true, too. There's things people know that they don't even realize how their knowledge
plugs. Well, I'll give a good example.
Sure, yeah.
Murder case I was working on, the deceased, the funeral for the deceased. I interviewed the Baptist preacher who conducted the funeral ceremony. And the questions I asked, I had reason to believe that there was Satanism involved in this, the deceased's life and the people he associated with. And as it turned out, the satanic rituals were being performed right in front of the Baptist preacher, and he didn't even know it because he didn't have the knowledge of what goes into a satanic worship, a satanic ceremony, just being a regular old Baptist preacher who didn't have that knowledge. And he was shocked to find out at the conclusion of my interview that the satanic symbolism and satanic ceremony was taking place right in front of him without his knowledge. So that's a crystal clear example of people knowing, having knowledge and information they don't even know they have. And your work continues. You have published 6 books, 3 of them you've authored, 3 more you co-authored. There's one that's written in, Portuguese, that's not available in English yet. Refresh us about that, Jeff.
Yeah, The Lies We Believe In, yeah, it's out in Brazil right now.
And it's only available in Portuguese at the moment.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Well, what would it take to make that happen, to get it translated into English, sir?
Well, it was written in English, but I don't, you know, I don't have a publisher yet in English, and I have to, you know, go through the whole process of self-publishing to get it to come out.
Well, I don't want to take up airtime to talk about self-publishing, but it's changed dramatically in the last 10 years and made it a lot more feasible. And I'd be glad to talk to you privately about what I know, Jeff, and maybe lead you in the right direction on that. Anyway, it's segue back to COVID-19. It's become very clear to me, Jeff and Leon, that we have, in high levels of positions of trust and responsibility with the Center for Disease Creation, the Food and Death Administration, Anthony Fauci, we have very high-level people that either are communists, are influenced by communists, or carrying the water for communists. Your response, Jeff?
Oh, yeah. Well, practically most of society now, we're all the useful idiots now. The communists, you know, one of the principles of communist strategy is to mainly involve non-communists in the communist movement. People don't realize the communist movement is not strictly communist.
Exactly. We'll continue this conversation after the break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 21st of December. My website is thelibertyman.com. A lot there. New things. The Daily Intelligence Briefing updated every 24 hours. New items, the COVID-19 section, just about every day. Something very new. I'm now a satellite telephone dealer, and something I just found out a few days ago. You can do all the texting you want on your satellite telephone and not use up any minutes. That's a really great benefit. And, of course, real estate for sale at my website. You might want to check that out if you want to become my neighbor. And last but not least, energy cleaners. We're getting caught up on back orders the next week or so. It's been a challenge helping people all over the world get their life back, get past the arthritis pain, get the best night's sleep they've had in years. You can place your order using PayPal at my website at thelibertyman.com. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. We have Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. Books for sale at Amazon. Gentlemen, it looks like our next caller is Laverne in Georgia. Good morning, Laverne.
Hello?
You're on the air, Laverne. Go ahead.
Okay, hi. I just wanted to ask a quick question about the leaders in the world that refuse to deal with the shots. I had heard that the president or whatever, Brazil, is against the shots. Is that true?
I don't know about that. Jeff, you have any idea?
Yeah, Yeah, I would say I know Bolsonaro. I've met him personally. I would suspect that's true of him. Yes.
Okay, I had just heard that from other sources, and I just wanted to confirm or clarify. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Laverne. I guess there's different levels of opposition that may or may not be tolerated. What do you think, Jeff?
Bolsonaro's been pretty outspoken anti-communist. He was stabbed during the election campaign in the gut, and I think he had some liver damage from that. But, yeah, they tried to kill him when he was running for president of Brazil.
Well, it must be a pretty tough guy, all I can say. Well, anyway, the call number is 512-248-8252. Jeff, you were touching on something before the break that I think needs to be revisited. The communists have different terms they use for people they make use of. One of them is useful idiots, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, that's an old famous one that's attributed to Lenin.
And give our audience a description of in general, of what a useful idiot would be to the communist.
Well, a useful idiot is somebody who enthusiastically believes in whatever cause that you're getting them to believe in, and they will help the communist movement in any way they can without asking too many questions and without really knowing what they're doing.
Another aspect of this one, the communists have taken over a number of countries. And when they complete the takeover and they're firmly in charge, then they go after the men and women who betrayed their own country to bring the communists to power, don't they, sir?
Well, sometimes it depends, you know. It depends on who they are and what they need them for. You know, there's people that live happily in communist countries. And then there's people that they're even high up in the communist apparatus who, as in the case of someone like Trotsky or Kamenev and Zinoviev, Bukharin, who end up getting shot, getting executed. Trotsky got assassinated after he left the Soviet Union. He was assassinated in 1940 in Mexico.
Right, right.
There's different degrees. I mean, those were leading Bolshevik revolutionaries who Stalin killed. Then there's people who, you know, it just depends on whether they are going to start to speak up and say, wait a minute, this isn't what I signed up for, or we're not doing this right.
Would it be an accurate assessment that many American communists think that the version of a communism that they support would work out the details and avoid the pitfalls and the death and destruction and misery of previous attempts to have communism take over a country?
I'm not sure I understand the question. That
that the version of communism that they support, the American communists, would be a wonderful nirvana of ideal way of people living in society and avoid the death and destruction that's happened every place else where communism has taken over.
Well, actual Communist Party members are part of a system of obedience, and that they all understand, they've received training enough to know that communism is not utopian. Marx was against utopian communism. So they know they're not creating in some kind of ideal system. If you're actual member of the party, you know that it's a historic process, and that there's a historic inevitability, and that this process advances dialectically, and it has nothing to do with what you or I want to see happen or what was some ideal process. It's something very different.
And you know, actual party, most of all the people that support communism, actual party members that go through that kind of training, what would be the percentage of all the people involved in communism that actually get to that level of becoming a full-fledged communist and go through the actual training, if you know.
Movement, as I said, there's the communist movement, and then there's the actual communist. The communist movement is mostly consists of people who think they're doing something else. I mean, it becomes very convoluted. You got liberals who think, oh, well, we're just, you know, we're advancing feminism, or we're advancing, we're stopping the warming of the planet. You know, so they think they're environmentalists, or they think they're feminists, or they think they're fighting racism, but really they're advancing communism. Or you got someone like Patrick Buchanan, who thinks that Putin is a conservative and is a defender of Western civilization. So you got conservatives who are useful idiots who don't really understand what it is they're supporting or who it is that they're supporting.
Well, you don't get to be the head of the KGB or the prime minister of Russia if you had those thoughts in your heart as who you really were. Would you, Jeff?
You don't get to be the prime minister of Russia if you don't have what thoughts?
If you have the thoughts of being an American type conservative, you're not going to get to those either one of those positions.
No, especially when you spent your career as a KGB officer and ended up the head of the Russian secret police, and then transitioned from that to being the prime minister and then the president of Russia. No, of course not. It's crazy to think otherwise.
Well, I could see where Buchanan, and I spent a day with Pat Buchanan. I was in charge of his security detail in St. Louis for a day. I like Pat Buchanan. I support his presidency, but he's been duped, hasn't he, sir?
Yeah, and this is basically what a useful idiot is. They're duped. They think they're supporting, you know, some great cause, some good thing. And, you know, they think that the communists and or the Russians or Chinese or whoever are really believing what they believe in, and they've joined up. You know, this is it. We're going to make a better world.
A better world, absolutely, with all non-polluting electric cars and trucks.
Yeah.
In my area, all the electric powered cars, I call them coal burners, because electricity in my area all comes from burning coal. So I ask people if they got one of these electric cars, gets plugged in. I ask them, how's your coal burner today? And they look at me with a puzzled look, and I said, you do know that the electricity makes your car go comes from burning coal. You do know that, right? And they don't. I think,
yeah,
it's kind of humorous.
Yeah.
There's a local Walmart where in Sullivan, Missouri, they've got a charging station set up. I get by there maybe once a week. I've never seen a vehicle at the charging station ever at this location in Sullivan, Missouri. And now they're talking about building thousands of these things all over the United States.
Hmm.
Anyway, the movement moves forward. And you're right, Jeff. The Earth Day, for example, which began when I was in college in 1970, is part of the communist conspiracy as well, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, Earth Day is Lenin's birthday.
Well, isn't that special? I was not aware of that.
April 22nd is Earth Day, and that's Lenin's birthday.
Well, that's a very special day for the communists. Lenin is held in high regard. They keep his mummified body on public display. How grotesque is that in Moscow?
Well, he's more alive than all the living, and he's the founder of the Soviet state, the first communist state in world history.
Well, I understand. I know that. But to have this man's body on public display, I think, is gruesome. But the body on public display still gets thousands of visitors every year, doesn't it, sir?
Yeah, and he's been on display for almost 98 years. Next month, it'll be 98 years.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. And I understand Vladimir Putin has when he's in a jovial mood, can mimic the accent of Joe Stalin.
Yeah, yeah. He likes to make Stalin's voice as if Stalin's there to help say what he thinks. Yeah. What would Stalin do, you know? That's the big question. Would Stalin do it this way? Let's do it Stalin's way.
Yeah, that had great success, didn't it? While we're talking about Russia, we have the equivalent of an invasion force equal to that of the Normandy invasion on June 6, 1944, of Russian men and equipment on the border of Ukraine. What are your thoughts about that situation, sir?
Well, I think there's more troops than that they could put there. Some people in Europe think they're going to invade in late January. I don't know. I think that what they're really doing is they're trying to intimidate and break up NATO. If they get the United States not to support, NATO wants to defend Ukraine. Russia would like to, by showing that they won't do it, to roll back their the membership, NATO membership of countries like the Baltic states, Poland and Romania, Hungary and Czechia, Slovakia, maybe.
Well, the end of January would be ideal because the vast fields of Ukraine would be frozen solid enough to support the weight of or tanks moving across those fields, or otherwise they'd be restricted to roads only, which would make them sitting ducks.
Well, the deep winter is the best time for military operations in that part of the world, because you have the Rasputitsa. As soon as you start getting warm days, the snow melts, and everything outside the roads turns to mud.
That's right. That's right. So it'd be a window of maybe, what, 4 to 8 weeks? I'm not sure if they went in the last of January.
Well, March, the Rasputitsa can come any time in March. It depends. It varies from year to year.
Right, right. So it could be 4 weeks or six or eight, depending on what happens that particular year. Well, it's certainly something that's got my attention. Russia, has Russia made any direct demands for Ukraine not to join NATO, or is it all implied?
Yeah, Russia said that it would be a cause of war if Ukraine joined NATO.
While they're not officially part of NATO, they're getting support from NATO as if they were a member, aren't they, sir?
Yeah, well, that's not quite as if
close.
They were. It's
close.
It's getting to the point where Russia is starting to, you know, Russia's drawing a line and saying, look, you cross this line and we're coming for you all.
What do you think the best outcome would be for that situation, sir?
Well, the best outcome would not be World War III, of course.
Well, obviously. But, I mean, to settle it in a manner that would be have some lasting peace and satisfy both parties.
If Russia was deterred from attacking,
what could that deterrence be, short of the U.S. threatening to use nukes?
I don't know if that would deter them now. But I think they're, because if the United States threatened to use nukes and Russia was serious, that would, their stated military doctrine now is to use nuclear weapons first and even to use them in a situation of surprise. So I don't know what to make of some of their formulations. I think they, if they thought they could get away with attacking and they thought they had no choice, they would. I think their favored outcome for them is to conquer without war. But of course, as Clausewitz said, such an idea is dangerous. You have to be ready for war. You have to actually be willing to fight one. And I think they are. I think that's what people in the West don't quite understand.
Right, right. Well, we need to understand it. Ukraine had nuclear weapons when the Soviet Union was broke up, and they gave up the nuclear weapons in exchange for guarantees that the United States would guarantee their sovereignty and their being safe. They probably haven't, the Ukrainian national leadership's probably having regrets that they gave up those nukes, aren't they, sir?
Well, those nukes were always in the hands of Moscow, and they were going to be controlled by Moscow no matter what anybody did. Getting Russia and getting Russia, Great Britain, and the U.S. to quote-unquote guarantee Ukrainian sovereignty if they give up their nukes. I think that's called the Hungarian or the Budapest Memorandum. I think was just it was just a cover for that.
Amazing. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 21st day of December, the first day of winter. All right, Jeff, a number of times when we're having these conversations, the level of frustration in your voice is very clear. You've been at this nearly four decades, 36 years. This is the fourth decade, about to finish the fourth decade, begin the fifth in about 4 years or so. You've had a very large outreach for decades, publishing your books, speaking engagements, publishing articles in various publications and online, and doing radio appearances like you're doing today. No doubt in my mind, you've affected and influenced tens of thousands of Americans and other people worldwide as to the threat of the International Communist Conspiracy. Despite your outreach, which is phenomenal, the International Communist Conspiracy moves forward step by step, doesn't it, sir?
Yeah, well, communism is a complicated phenomenon. And people don't really, they just want some kind of easy understanding to move along. And then they kind of want to push it out of their mind. Because it's unpleasant and because we've kind of decided what we're going to believe is like what we're going to eat for dinner tonight. That's kind of, we have a consumer's approach. And I remember Vladimir Bukovsky, the famous Soviet dissident, former inmate in the Gulag, and spent some time in Soviet psychiatric prisons being mistreated. I told him, I said, well, why can't we get people to understand? I told him, I said, the conservatives in America don't even understand communism. And he says, that's right. And I said, well, what can we say to get them to understand? And he said, well, you can't, because they don't want to take the time to really learn it. So they don't understand. I mean, this is a phenomenon where, first of all, the theory of it is complicated. And the theory has a special design to it. And then you've got the fact that there's a psychological gangsterism. There's a peculiar psychology to the leaders of communism. So there's a psychological reason it exists, and the sociological conditions that enable it. And then there's all the complex strategies and science that actually they use to subvert society and to destroy it. It's very complicated.
I've told this story before. Back in the 70s, I met a young woman. She had become a socialist as an adult, grew up in an upper middle class family, went to a very exclusive, very expensive private university. And she was humiliated and embarrassed at her advance she had in life, and wanted to become a blue collar person accepted by blue collar neighbors. Regardless, we have a break. We'll be right back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.